Thanks. Is it on? Okay. Hi, my name is Barry Shorey. I'm from the International Rescue Committee. I'm just going to make two quick points just and then have a question for you guys. So first of all, thank you. It was really interesting to actually just move to talking about challenges and what we have to do better instead of making the case of why refugees are good investments. So hugely appreciate that. A point on some of the, thank you for calling out Village Savings and Loan Associations. They're huge venues for refugees to save, but deeply insufficient. And so to the digital point, IRC has been working a lot with trying to digitize those records for VSLA to try and point to your point, Lev, on the credit history and leveraging that to banks for credit history. Then on sort of this digital conversation around around and supporting access for refugees, I think we have a real opportunity to bridge this humanitarian development divide, the nexus we're all talking about, in that how can we leverage cash assistance? And we've been doing a lot of work in this space. So the cash assistance that are provided to refugees at the beginning of a crisis is now becoming more and more through digital. And so how are we leveraging mobile money, mobile wallets, to then move towards financial service access in that space? And there's a lot of challenges around that, which we could go into around liquidation and access from agents, and then sort of access for women to mobile phones in general. But within that space, we're learning that how we leverage that is through providing non-financial services in addition to the cash to say, by the by, you can use this mobile wallet for the longer term to save, et cetera. So I'd be curious from all of you, as an NGO providing services to refugees who want to get them financially included, what are some of the other non-financial services that you see have been really useful to support access for refugees? And what would you sort of encourage us to look more into? And then to your technical assistance side, what are some of the sort of key technical assistance we should also be supporting to MFIs? So just discussing more in specifics the non-financial parts of your work that have been really successful.